All right. Tonight's title is Bring Forth the Old.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I always share where it was derived from, so to bring everybody on the same, you know, space where I was in my gathering of fragments, so you know where I came from. And it is derived from Abounding Winds Part 189. And that title from that particular Rhema was Going from Individual Peace to Corporate Peace will release the greater welfare.
Wow.
Well, this is where I was. I was in the notes from Going from Individual Peace to Corporate Peace will release the greater welfare. And so tonight we're going to see another example of corporate joining. And this corporate joining that we're going to look at, it released the greater welfare, God's greater welfare. And we're going to pick up in Leviticus chapter 26. And this was from part 189. So you can reference that if you want to look back at it later. Leviticus 26, we're going to look at verses 3 through 10. And have it up on the screen if you want to follow along. And all right, verse 3 says, if you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Verse 5. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. I have that word safely underlined because it's one of the definitions of welfare. So I thought that was interesting there. He said, you'll dwell in your land safely. So he's like, you're dwelling in my land in welfare. Verse 6, and I will give peace in the land. And right there, he says, right there. Peace is his welfare. And you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land. Neither shall the sword go through your land. Verse 7. And you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100. And 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. Verse 9. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And you shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. And there was a Holy Ghost note that we received from this particular Rhema. Again, it was part 189. And that Holy Ghost note, this was part of the Holy Ghost note. It says, when we as individuals stay and remain and live by the Rhema, we see we have victory. But as more are added into this Rhema life, the welfare and victory increases to a much higher level. And it says, verse 10 becomes a key to how we will remain and increase in the welfare of our God. And that key, that verse says, and you shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new. That was the verse that was referenced. Right here. And there's your key. And you shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new. So if you read it again, I kind of look at it backwards. Because of the new, you're going to eat old store. And because of the new, you're going to bring forth the old. The new that is referenced here is the new rhema we receive. Every new rhema we receive has the capacity to cause us to eat old store. And then that old store brings forth the old. Now you're probably saying, okay, what are you talking about? Excuse me. Sorry, I had to cough. We have learned that rhema begets rhema. And we have also learned to gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Now I'm going to give you an example that when new begets the old. All right. How is it that we can be in this current rhema right now? Right now, we're examining the key to remaining and increasing in welfare. That's what we're talking about right now. Right now, we're examining and looking at the key to remaining and increasing in welfare. But this very rhema can beget an old store rhema of the four living creatures. We can go back and this rhema can beget and show you how their wings touched one to another. This showing that they were remaining together and showing their unity.
Jesus.
How can this old store tie in and showcase their unity was the very reason creation or increase came from heaven to earth? That's an example of how the new rhema begets old store rhema. And it ties into right where we are. Old store just came from the new. So along with the new, we're eating the old store. Hallelujah. But along with the eating of the old store, we see a second aspect here. And it says, and bring forth the old. What is this, and bring forth the old? Let's take a look at Leviticus 25. And the Lord spake unto Moses in Mount Sinai, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, notice what it just said, speak unto the children of Israel. It wasn't just a word unto Moses. It wasn't an individual to word unto him. But Moses heard the word, and he said, speak unto the children of Israel. All of them together, corporately. Speak unto the children, all of them, and say unto them, when you come into the land which I give you, then shall the land keep a Sabbath unto the Lord. 6 years thou shalt sow thy field, and 6 years thou shalt prune thy vineyard and gather in the fruit thereof. But in the seventh year shall be a Sabbath of rest unto the land, a Sabbath for the Lord. Thou shalt neither sow thy field nor prune thy vineyard. So we see here this instruction was a corporate instruction. They were to sow the land for 6 years, but on the seventh, the land was to rest. This was the beginning of their bringing forth. And it began with a corporate instruction. If one person bucked up against this instruction, there would not have been a manifestation of supernatural increase.
Wow.
6 years they were able to sow the land. Seventh year they couldn't do nothing. The land had to rest.
Amen, God.
So let's take a look at the increase. Verse 18. Wherefore you shall do my statutes and keep my judgments and do them, and you shall dwell in the land in safety. There's your welfare again. And the land shall yield her fruit, prosperity. And you shall eat your fill and dwell therein in safety. He says it again. And if you shall say, what shall we eat the seventh year? Behold, we shall not sow nor gather in our increase. He even said, he even knew if they had this question, and if you shall say, he even answered them, then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. And you shall sow the eighth year and eat yet of old fruit until the ninth year. Until her fruits come in, you shall eat of the old store.
Hallelujah.
So we see here, God commanded a blessing unto the Israelites of 3 years worth of fruit in the sixth year for keeping this corporate instruction. They would dwell in the welfare of God.
Jesus.
This new rhema they received. It was new. This new rhema they received of allowing the land to rest in the seventh year brought them into this welfare. They would now eat of the old store. So we're going to briefly recap here. We saw that while we are in Rhema, how the new begets the old store Rhema, and then we would eat of this old store. And likewise, right here, we see the same principle with the Israelites. They received a new Rhema with instruction. And then they began to eat of the old store. So we clearly see the first aspect of Leviticus 26 and 10. And you shall eat old store because of the new. That's the first aspect. You shall eat old store because of the new. But we're still looking to see the second aspect. And you shall bring forth the old. But first, Let's take a look at what that commanded blessing. God commanded 3 years of fruit on that sixth year. Let's take a look at what that looks like on paper. Here's our first chart. I know it looks kind of overwhelming, but I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to zoom in a little bit here. See the number six here? Let me highlight. See these numbers six all the way down? Those are just the years. So those are just the years that we're looking at. And then the sixth year, let me zoom in some more. On the sixth year, here's our number six. God commanded the blessing of 3 years. See the three X's here?
Mm-hmm.
Each X is just symbolic to 1 year. And then we see here, on the seventh year, up above, it says, you shall not sow nor gather. That's the seventh. All right. But God gave them 3 years worth on this sixth. So if you look at the chart, we take each year, the sixth went to the seventh, you have one. And then another year, seventh to the eighth, you have two. And the eighth to the ninth, you have three. So those are your three red X's you see on the seventh, eighth, and the ninth. Everyone follow that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Now on the seventh year, God said you cannot sow nor gather. So you're not going to see another X year. But on the eighth year, he says to them that you can sow.
Amen.
That's the second X you see here. But on your eighth year, you only need to eat 1 year's worth of food. So you're just going to eat this guy here. Okay. Everyone follow that one?
Amen.
Amen.
So if you're only eating that one, this one here on the eighth, the second X on the eighth, carries over to your ninth. Which would be right here. Okay. And now we're going to see the climatic progression come forth. On your ninth year, here's your number nine. Same principle. You only need to eat 1 year's worth. Excuse me. So this 1 year's worth here, and you have 2 years worth that carry over. that carry over. You see the progression?
Mm-hmm.
Same principle on the 10th. I only need 1 year's worth. So now these two carry over. Now I'm going to zoom out. This progression continues on all the way. We're going to look at the 13th year here, because the 13th year here would be this, the next set of the sixth. Remember, every 6 year, God would bless them
with 3 years. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Which you have here, the three little X's here. But the same principle carries over. Those three would go to the 14th, 15th, and the 16th. But I only need to eat this one little guy here. So then all these X's carry over. I can't sow here on the 14th year. But these carry over. I eat this guy, but these three carry over. So now I have three. But on this 15th year, I can sow. All right. I know I made a mess there. I'm sorry. Those 3 years carry over. Same thing happens. What I'm showing here is that every year they only needed one. Then the next ones just carry over. You're down to the 19th, 20th. Carry over, over, over. And there's climatic progression.
Jesus.
Wow.
Every 7 years we see this progression.
Every 7 years.
We see it increase even the more.
So from this particular chart, this reveals to us that there was a greater welfare released because of the corporate joining. Old store, God said they would eat from the old store. It carried over year to year. And we see a climatic progression of God's welfare increasing.
Yes, God. Oh, yes, Lord.
But there's even more. The next chart shows a pattern. Let's take a look at this one right here. In the sixth year where God said this, the first time he said this, we see here a pattern here. 3 years worth of harvest they had for 4 years. You have 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. But then after the next sixth year, here's your next sixth year, number 13, we see another pattern. They had 4 years worth of harvest for 6 years. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then down here, number 19, 6. After that sixth year, there was another increase. They now had 5 years worth of harvest for 6 years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. After that 6 years, there was another harvest. They had 6 years worth for 6 years. And that goes on the next screen here. See the pattern? Yes. Every 6 years, they had another year's worth of harvest for 6 years.
Wow.
You have, let me go back to the other one. You have 4 years. Hold on. 4 years worth here. 5 years, 6 years. The next screen. 7 years, 8 years. 9 years, and it continues on.
Jesus.
But it was every 6 years. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Oh. Amen.
And you see the climatic progression.
Yes.
They had additional years worth every year. But of all of this increase we see here, all of this welfare that they entered into, the climatic progression that we see, it's beautiful, it's amazing, blows our mind. But remember what we learned on Sunday. Israelites were under a mere shadow. These charts are only a representation of a faint indication.
That's right. Things to come. That's right.
Jesus.
That's right. 100%.
Here's where we see the second aspect of bring forth the old. Leviticus 26 and 10 and Leviticus 25 and 21 actually tie together. Leviticus 26 and 10 tells us, "And you shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new." 25 and 21 tells us, "Then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years." Mm-hmm. The it is the new. That new brings forth the old store rhema. That old store rhema brings forth the old. And what is that old? Right down here. Bring forth fruit for 3 years. The new rhema that we hear causes us to eat the old store. That old store brings forth the commanded blessing of the old store blessing. Ramaite, hear what God is saying to us. Every time we are in the now rhema, the now rhema is the new. And we see that new rhema begets old store rhema. That old store rhema is the very evidence. It's your indicator of the commanded old store blessing.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
The Israelites, under a shadow, under a faint indication, was subject to every 6 years. But we are a part of the body of Christ. We are not under a mere shadow, but we are the very ones who cast the shadow. As soon as we see old store that is begotten by the way of the new, we are looking at the old store. We are looking at the old store that's been carried over year by year.
That's right.
And that TGM is the meaning of bring forth the old.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Of the new.
Hallelujah.
This is the meaning of bring forth the old because of the new. This is the picture of, this is the principle of gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.
Mm-hmm.
We Ramaites have store upon store. We have storehouse upon storehouse of God's welfare.
Amen.
So in gathering, every time we're gathering fragments, it brings forth the old store. And that old store rhema brings forth the old store blessing.
Mm-hmm.
We tap into God's welfare. by way of the old store.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Bless you, Lord.
Glory be to God.
Remember the Holy Ghost note. It said verse 10 becomes a key to how we will remain and increase in the welfare of our God. This verse right here is the very key to how we will remain and increase in the welfare of our God. In my closing statement, we Ramahites cast the shadow of the Lord our God. So now go and gather up the fragments and bring forth the old, that nothing be lost.
Praise God.
Praise Hallelujah, God. Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Can I show you a picture of what she just taught real fast in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 24? Elder Allison, that was very well done.
424.
It says, and when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all them that is, that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David, now they go back to old store, said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, for a truth against the Holy Child Jesus. Now they're back in the new. They see what David had to say about it. Come back to the present time to actually what happened to Jesus. They're back and forth from old. The new is beginning the old. And they're quoting this. All right, watch this now. Verse 27 says, for of a truth against the Holy Child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate and the Gentiles, the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. All right. So now they're speaking old store and new. The new of what happened when they got released out of prison caused them that rhema, that they saw how they were released and they get back. Now they're quoting, they reach back for what David said. And then we look down just shortly after, okay, we see the distribution made as they continue to quote. They're quoting all the way down, and the place began to shake. Then they get a notion, or they get quickened by the Spirit of God to bring forth and sell all their possessions.
Amen.
Now we see the harvest. The welfare harvest, but you notice that new was reaching back for old.
Hallelujah.
And when these two meet, God is trying to say something.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to recognize exactly what Elder said, that it is a time to bring forth.
Yes, God.
In that moment, he wants us to recognize and really call forth what belongs. I believe Prophetess Manita wrote it like this in the prayers, that we make the withdrawals from our heavenly accounts. Yes. And I believe the timing of the withdrawal
waiting
is
for
when
us.
The new is reaching back for the old.
Hallelujah. It's waiting for us to make many
withdrawals. It's waiting right there. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
And we see this.
Hallelujah.
After they've done all that they did and they said all this, neither was there any, verse 34, among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold. They laid it down at the apostles' feet and gave to every man that had need, as they had need.
Yes, God.
We see a picture of that.
Amen.
In Leviticus that Elder Allison just brought forth. We see this in action And we're, like she said, we're not subject to see the supernatural increase every 6 years. That was the shadow. Mm-hmm. And they experienced what the body was able to do.
Hallelujah.
They brought forth in a matter of moments.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was debt free and it was canceled.
Amen.
That's a real hidden gem right there, Elder Allison. That's some good stuff there. And I think if we begin to, as we begin to recognize, my wife always says, recognize your surroundings. When we recognize our surroundings in the spirit.
Yes.
I had mentioned it on Sunday just briefly, because I felt the new Rhema reach back for old Rhema, and I put it in the note.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a time right there to thank him for the supernatural bringing forth.
Hallelujah.
If you don't you think I'm crazy about this, you think Elder Allison is crazy. No, not by a long shot. The Bible talks about one particular verse of scripture. When Jesus perceived the anointing for healing was there, then he entered into the house. But he recognized the type of anointing that was available. Then he entered. He recognized the surroundings or the atmosphere of the spirit. And then he moved. And God wants us to recognize when the new is bringing forth the old.
Yes, it does. It's an
anointing to bring forth in that moment.
Amen.
Yes.
Very well done, Elder Allison. That was really, I give you mad snaps up on that. That was excellent. Lord. I mean, excellent. I wish everybody, I wish everybody in TGM were on the line to hear this. This is what's going to happen as we stay with one accord.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is the anointing we're going to unlock. This is the level of welfare that we're going to possess.
Yes.
Jesus. 5 will chase 100, but 100 will put 10,000 to flight.
Mm-hmm.
Greater level of welfare when we're together in the Rhema.
Yes, there is.
The house is supposed to shake when we're in one accord in the Rhema. We're supposed to bring forth, the Spirit is supposed to give us divine insights of where wealth is and how to achieve it, how to receive it, and how to distribute it.
Hallelujah.
Powerful. Powerful. If there's anyone else, I know time has run short, but boy, I don't want to put you on double duty, Elder Allison, but there's something in there. Anyone else want to make mention to anything? Reminds me of a word prophetess preached some years back. And in that message, she said, we'll know the increase of the Lord. They saw it year by year. Year by year. Sometimes we become discouraged because we don't see the increase. But at least if we start to see year by year, maybe we can reach out and realize that this is the day of salvation, that it is the year by year is present with us at all times. They had to wait year by year. They did. But we have been fast forwarded into places of it's finished. And anyone else? That was awesome. Truly awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I just want to say briefly that that really encouraged me to see that chart of progression, because it affirms there's no lack in the Father. There's no lack in Christ.
Amen.
And we can only go up, we can only increase and only multiply. So I just thank you for being obedient to bring that forward, because that really just encouraged me so much.
Amen. To
see the calculations of blessings that are available.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
In the body.
Amen. Amen. That's so good. So good.
If I may, I just wanted to say very quickly, when the Lord told us to stay in it more than necessary so that nothing is lost, I have felt for a while he wasn't just speaking of the fragments. He does mean nothing. That there will be nothing lost.
Amen. I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying, Elder Donna.
There will be nothing because everything that he's promised.
Yep.
It's in there.
Yes. Everything that he's promised is in that.
It's so good. It's so good.
Hallelujah.
It's so good. It's so good.
Hallelujah.
This is what More Group is all about. This is what it's all about. More Group, it gives you that ability to go beyond. It gives us the more, and then it reminds us of the old. And this on Wednesday night should be a night of such bringing forth, because More Groups, it describes what was, and then it brings the more. Amen. Or it brings the more and then describes what was, and we get that to me is, to me, it's nothing short of the former and latter rains meeting together.
Yeah.
And that points to great increase. And man, if we can get this in the spirit of our minds and understand that at that moment where the new touches the old, it is a birthing place and a place of bringing forth. I saw this in a congregational setting where people begin to pause when new brings forth old, and they begin to lift their hands and receive. And I saw people getting up out of their seats, sowing finances into one another's lives and prophesying to one another, laying hands and bringing forth healing because the two meet together. And that is a place of bringing forth.
Yes, God.
Truly powerful.
Yes.
Truly powerful. Again, Elder Allison, thank you for that. Thank you so much. Keep that chart handy, because that is nowhere near finished. And I'm just going to let the Lord say what he wills concerning it. I don't mean to put you on more than one duty, but when things like this are said, people need to understand, and so they can have same record of the value of what we just received. I know it was recorded and I know it's here, but we'll see what the Lord says. But excellent, excellent job.
Amen.
That was really good.
Amen.
Really
good. Amen.
So
Amen.
We've gone over our expanded dominion time. I'm just trying to be integrous to that. But excellent. We look to hear everybody back on the line.